Welcome to another show of Bytes by MSDN. My name is Clark Sell, and with me today I have Jonathan Gabay from eBay. Mm-hmm. What do you do, Jonathan?
So I work in internet marketing, and I look after what we call global innovations. And a large part of the role is basically doing working on browser integrations, driving traffic to the site through browser integrations.
Okay, so driving traffic through the site through browser integrations. Mm-hmm. Give me a concrete example of what that really is.
So I could talk about the latest thing we're doing with Internet Explorer 9.
Okay.
So we're using the latest jump list functionality.
Okay.
Where you can take the Fav icon, drag it to your Windows 7 taskbar, and pin the eBay icon to your desktop.
Okay. So now you're actually taking advantage of the browser moving out of the way, you having your own brand, that being eBay, and then the user actually thinking and working with it as eBay and not something like
Internet Explorer. Yeah, it's in effect, it's like having sort of a shopfront on your desktop.
Okay.
It's really just one click away from the site. So it's a great experience, I think.
Great. What type of, are you taking advantage of jump lists?
Yeah, we are. So we have, we've got the basic functionality around tasks, which is we link to key parts of the site, such as my eBay, fashion, it's a key vertical for us. Mobile, for example, and PayPal. You know, so those are sort of the key functionalities that users want to find out about and visit very quickly. That's just one right click away.
And that's through the jump list. Are they dynamic jump lists?
So we do actually have a dynamic jump list functionality as well, which sits above the tasks, and we're using daily deals for that. So we've got some great daily deals on our site, and this is a great way of showcasing this to our customers.
How often does that dynamic list change?
So every time you visit the homepage, we refresh the latest daily deals. Okay.
Now, was that a lot of work for eBay to kind of integrate into their existing site?
So the actual coding took about 3 days to do, but the important part was making sure we've got site performance.
Okay.
So what we do is we check that you've got Internet Explorer 9. If you have, we add the dynamic code.
Okay.
We then check if you've actually started your experience from a jump list. And if you have, then we load up the JavaScript and everything else. So, you know, because we're going to have IE9 users who came to the site without the jump list experience.
Right.
We don't want to give them extra code if we can avoid that.
Right.
So, you know, we've definitely worked on optimizing the experience for our customers and for site experience.
Nice, nice. Now, did IE9 give you anything else around the site performance?
Yeah. So one thing we're doing is we're using JSON Pass, which our daily deals feed comes through a JSON file.
Sure.
And instead of us having to sort of write our own native code and have some security issues around, cross-domain JavaScript loading.
Right, right.
JSON loading, sorry. We use the JSON parse function, which is native to IE9.
Okay.
So it saves us a lot of time.
Really?
Mm.
And that's just in the parsing of that JSON, JSON result.
Yeah.
Nice. And then you use that then for the jump list.
Yeah, and if you have a sort of a brand new daily deal, we then show an alert on your icon. So.
How many things do you put in your jump list?
We've got up to 5 daily deals, and we've got 5 links to the tasks as well. So.
Very nice, very nice. Yeah. Well, Jonathan, I just want to thank you for being on another version of Bytes by MSDN. Thank you, everybody.